What can Christians do about inappropriate books in a public school library? Stay tuned.
Solid legal advice. It's tough to come by, but you'll find a helpful perspective in today's edition of The Legal Alert from the Christian Law Association.
Gwen had a young daughter in the public school, and she was horrified when she found out that the library at her school had explicit LGBT books in the school open to grade school children. However, she was uncertain how to object or how to voice her concern. She called our attorneys at the Christian Law Association for advice. Our attorneys explained that courts generally do not involve themselves in curriculum choices for schools. So Gwen's best bet would be to raise support and voice her concern at her local school board meeting. Most school boards have meetings where public comments are welcome. It is so important that every Christian remain involved and vigilant in their school board at the local level. It makes a telling difference. Also, if you donate books to a library of a Christian nature, the law is clear. They cannot be discriminated against just because of their religious content. Donating books is a great means to put the right things on the shelf in the hands of children.
And that's today's Legal Alert.
Hey, we're now about 9 minutes after 12 noon on. Today is, my calendar moved. Today's Thursday, sure enough, the 30th of June. And hard to believe that we'll be turning the page not just on another day tomorrow, but in a brand new month. And for July, just real quick while I'm thinking about it, we do lose about 15 minutes in the morning, but we get to keep that 8:45 evening sign off. So for our AM family, our broadcast day will be 6:30 each morning until 8:45 each evening. We've got Swap Shop coming your way in a few moments with myself and Pastor Eddie Connard, and if you've got the time, we would love to have you hang around with us. And also, if you have something you would like for us to air on Swap Shop, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, lost and found announcement, garage, yard sale, estate sale, or maybe you own a business and you have job openings, we'll try to help spread the word. A couple of different ways you can reach us online, WGCR.net, by email, WGCR@iCloud.com, or simply call 828-884-9427. Preacher Ray, my goodness, been blessing me this week with his broadcast, always does. Thought of this song as I was listening today. Here's Promise. And I will praise him.
I will praise him in valleys low. I will praise him when I don't know the road to take. Each step I make, I will praise.
Failed praise to Him. I still can speak when on the mount so high and clear. I will praise Him, for He is near.
When death has come and love
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Carmichael is the writer of this song of invitation. His father was a pastor who loved to play the fiddle. His grandfather also played the fiddle as well. However, due to criticism from some in his church, the father retired the fiddle playing and gave it to his son Ralph, who was 4 years old. Ralph not only learned to play the fiddle very well, he learned to play the piano, the trumpet very well, and excelled in voice. He became a minister of music and in 1958 gave us this invitation song. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let Him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. Why don't you let Him come in?
To see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how He wants to come in.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
that familiar theme. Welcome to Thursday.
Yeah.
It's the Farewell June tour.
Yeah, that's right. For the next...
It's a short tour.
For the next, 11 hours and 41 minutes.
Yeah, to be kind of specific.
To be exact, we're going to take it out with a bang.
There you go. And we'll do the bangs maybe on Monday with the fireworks for the 4th of July.
It's hard to believe we're already there.
I know. Summer break is going to be here and gone before we know it. So enjoy it, but be safe.
Yeah, definitely be safe.
Yeah, you look at the news much and it'll depress you. Great day.
We were just talking about that before I come on, and I know that, sometimes, stories don't, once they get into the cycle, of course, we've talked about this, it makes the news cycle for, 6-8 hours, 10 hours maybe. Mm-hmm. But then when you hear some of these tragedies that are just happening all around our country, and it just really, for lack of a better word, it's just depressing. I mean, to think how we got this far as a nation.
And so much heartache.
And when it ought to be a time, really, when you think about it, we're coming up, let's see, does anyone know exactly the day on our birthday coming up on July 4th?
How many years?
We think about it. I'm getting, it's 240-something. It's getting close to 250 soon. 240 something.
Yeah.
I mean, I normally keep a record of it. I can't remember exactly what our birthday is technically.
Okay. Well, let me just double check.
That was fast. I was close. I was in the neighborhood, wasn't I?
245.
245th birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how about that. Yeah.
And there's so many, I know that looking at things, there are things that have gone the wrong way, and quickly in some cases. Yeah. And I've just stopped reading some stories. I'm just over that. I'm like, God help them, and I'll move on.
Yeah.
But we still do have freedoms in our country that we
absolutely
can celebrate.
Yeah.
One being what we get to do right here, right now, every day.
Yeah.
We have the freedom to have Christian radio, and we have the freedom to witness openly, and we have the freedom to worship together collectively without having to hide in underground. And I know there's been attacks on churches and things of that nature, and I'm not discarding that, but we are still very blessed. And trusting that the Lord will help us to take advantage of these freedoms before we lose them.
While we can. I mean, I'm confident, that before all that happens, and certainly that would be my prayer before we, because we know what the Scripture tells us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was in church last night, so it was just kind of overflow into right now. But
continue on.
The fact remains is, we know that we're in the last days. There's no question about that. And the idea that the Scripture tells us clearly, it's not an idea, it's clearly tells us that things are going to wax worse and worse.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that being said, but I love how the Apostle Paul put it, when he said, where sin doth abound. And it's all around us. There's no question about it. Yeah. Sin abounds in almost every way you turn. There's no way to escape it. Yeah. But where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound.
Hallelujah.
And it's just, I mean to tell you, if it wasn't for the grace of God.
That's right.
And the working of the Holy Spirit. You need to be joining us about 8 o'clock for morning devotion. If you come on the air with me of a morning and listen to Pastor Barton talking about the precious working of the Holy Spirit in each one of us, in the heart of the believer, I think a lot of times we take for granted the working of the Spirit of God and how that it, and I kind of hit a little bit on it last night at church. We have someone with us all the time,
that's right.
To help us with all of this other stuff and help distract us away from it.
Yeah.
And really, like you said, point us to the good things, point us to the blessings that God has given us. A land, I still claim as my home.
That's right.
A land of the free. the home of the brave. I will still, if I have to, if the enemy comes knocking on my border, I will stand up for my country.
Yes.
And I will pick up a weapon and I will fight for this nation.
Yeah.
Without question and without reservation whatsoever. And I know that there are many in this country that would do that. And they're the silent majority at the moment.
That's a good way to put it.
That is the silent majority. You know why? Because we fear God and we trust God to fight our battles for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, there'll be a day.
There's a time to stand and say
it's
something.
It's like Pastor said, there's a time, you know, there's things worth fighting for and there's things worth dying for.
That's right.
And that's how our forefathers took it.
Yep.
When they declared on July 4th, 1776, when they sent that Declaration of Independence to King George and said, hey, we're not putting up with you no more and we're going to become a nation.
And they put their names on
the line. And they signed their names.
They
and
do.
Their fortunes and their houses and everything. Their lands and their families, they signed it all over and said, this is a country.
Yep.
And I know it's early. It's just June 30th and we got three more days before July 4th. But we do not need to take, you know, don't let the takeaway from the 4th of July be just hamburgers and hot dogs and apple pie and family get-togethers and all of that. Don't let that be.
No.
We have a country that is so precious. And we have this right, like you and I have, and everybody that's listening, just like last night, you know, we're vigilant, but I didn't have to post a guard at the door.
No.
You know, we're vigilant, and we have to be. But that being said, we still have those freedoms, and thank God there's still some people in this country that are standing up for the rights of Americans.
Well, I believe we owe that to the men and women who gave and paved this road to freedom that we're on with their blood, sweat, and tears and their prayers.
Yeah.
And so we owe it to the memory of those men and women to enjoy the freedoms and to protect them and to cherish them and to take advantage of them. And so I trust that we all will do that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate this country. Again, I don't agree with what's going on. And what's making headlines about our country? I don't know anybody that in my circle that I know that does.
Yeah, well, it's just like what Brother Daniel posted a little bit a moment ago. Our heroes are dying.
Yeah.
One of the heroes at Iwo Jima, Herschel Williams, there in World War II, he just passed away, 98 years old, Marine at Iwo Jima.
Wow.
You know. That generation is leaving here.
Yeah.
And they fought so that we could have this independence and continue to keep that independence.
That's right.
Years later after, I mean, we're talking about, you know, 1776 and then World War II begins in 1939. I mean, we're talking about that stayed alive, that heritage and that call to duty to help preserve freedom around the world. Was still alive then, and I pray that it's still alive now. So
Amen.
God help us. And I
believe we need to keep the main thing with the 4th of July, and that's the freedom
that we have
to live in the United States of America.
So shoot, I mean, yeah, have your dinners, have your get-togethers, celebrate that.
Yep.
And if you know, Light off a sparkler. Do something. You know, I'm not telling you to do anything illegal. But I'm saying let that be a part of the celebration.
Yeah.
And salute the flag.
That's right.
Salute the flag.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, if you're by here, we've got red, white, and blue everywhere. So it's wonderful.
I just always love, you know, vacation Bible schools are going on right now. And I hope every church does this. You know, we still march our kids in. They still march in.
Mm-hmm.
And we still, you know. As long as I can remember, we march them in. The Onward Christian Soldier song still comes out, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, call me old-fashioned if you want, but the Onward Christian Soldier comes out song, and then we all stand and we say our pledges.
Yes.
Right off the bat, before we do anything, every night before we do anything, that's what we do. Our kids love it, and that's so important.
It is, and I was reading a statistic, and I don't remember what it was, but I do remember that it shocked me and it made me sad about how few children now know the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about pledge allegiance to the Bible, which I think we all should know.
Sure.
Or to the Christian flag, which again I think we all should know. But regardless of whether you went to public school, private school, whatever kind of school you had, homeschool.
Yeah.
We growing up, I think I said the Pledge of Allegiance every school morning.
Every morning
of my life.
Every morning.
Even when I was older.
Yeah. I know.
And you know what we also were taught? We were taught the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, I know.
And we said that out loud, everybody.
Yep.
Now, if there were some that didn't want to, they weren't forced to.
That's right.
But that's where I learned the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
Was in my class. We said it every morning.
I think that's what's missing in our country today. If we would really understand, you hit the nail on the head. There were some that if they didn't want to, they didn't have to.
But they weren't offended.
But they weren't offended by it. You see, the fact remained is that is the literal beauty
mm-hmm.
of the founding father. That's the philosophy and the really nuts and bolts of how they put together a system of government that allows freedom for those who wish to exercise it. And those who don't want to participate it can still enjoy those same freedoms in their own capacity.
Yeah.
And no one has to be offended by it.
We have the freedom to disagree.
You can be you can disagree. You can have different opinions. You know, when I signed up on the dotted line to join the military and go to Desert Storm and fight, I went there at the command of my commander-in-chief, as a representative of the United States of America, every citizen, it didn't matter where you came from. It didn't matter where, what part of the country, what color skin you had.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what nationality you were. I served right along beside every single nationality under the sun in the military. And that's the beauty of this country. And I think we're missing that. We got to get back to what makes it right.
Yeah. What makes
America right.
Yeah.
Not the things that divide us. And that crowd, and I know I'm getting on a soapbox quick, but that crowd puts an emphasis on what's wrong with this place.
They're wanting to divide.
They're wanting to do that.
Oh,
We've got to get back to realizing that there are hundreds of things more right with this country than there are things that are wrong. If we and there's always going to be things that are wrong. But we've got to get back to the facts of what we celebrate, our freedoms, and what's right about this country.
And I believe that this 4th of July, this will be the best in the last 49 years.
Yeah.
Because we can shoot off some fireworks and celebrate the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, if you don't have anything else that you can think of to celebrate about America, let's celebrate and let's thank God and let's pray. Would you pray mm-hmm. for the Supreme Court justices?
Yeah.
These men and women that voted to turn, mm-hmm. to reverse it, they are facing unprecedented harassment, violent acts, and they've basically got no protection.
Yeah, I know.
And so God help us with that, but pray the Lord would protect these mm-hmm. men and women.
Yeah.
And
let's get that quickly. I think we saw a report of an accident there in Transylvania County. Morris Road, is that right?
Yep. That is. Let's see. Oh, goodness. Some of the areas around town are looking pretty rough here.
Yeah.
So Morris Road, if I'm correct, that's in the Pisgah Forest area.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I'm looking here. Well, somebody can give me more of an give me a marker for Morris Road.
Okay.
I'm really bad about names and numbers. I go more by location to Walmart.
You can text it to us. We'll see what we can.
577-1296. But there is an accident at Morris Road in I'm going to say Pisgah Forest area.
It's the intersection of Asheville Highway and Morris Road. So wherever that is. So.
Gonna say
okay.
All right, and then let me quickly, while I've gone on the map here, not diverting from where we
mm-hmm.
were,
but
Pisgah Forest is really congested today.
Yeah,
and one thing in my mind, I don't see any accidents, but we're a vacation season.
Yeah,
and in the summer, months, we're blessed to have a lot of folks that come and visit the beautiful place that we get to call home.
Yep.
And we welcome you, and we pray you enjoy your stay, and please be careful while you're here. But a lot of campers, that is a busy intersection on a good day, but you've got traffic detoured on Acosta Road to the Acosta Bypass through the roundabout. So that continues to go on, and again, just a lot of folks there. And then they're continuing to do that right-of-way trimming, the tree trimming, and down to one lane through. They are now, it's between Etowah Park Road, which is, you've got Blue Ridge Pizza Company right there, and it's all the way to the firehouse. That's the stretch they're working on right now.
Okay.
So one lane, and you'll have to wait. Just be patient. And then 26.
Well, I was getting ready to say 26 is a gum, but we're really stopped on I-40.
Okay,
it's a mess.
Oh, wow.
We've got wrecks in the gorge, and they're still cleaning that up earlier, so that's the stop traffic.
Oh.
They're near the reservoir.
Okay.
That's near the rest area, if you get there in Haywood County at the rest area.
Yeah.
And that traffic is stopped up westbound, and it's backed up a good ways, all the way back below the rest area, all the way past the reservoir, and then back at, over near between the Canton exit and the Candler exit on I-40. We've got an accident westbound right before you get to the Canton exit, which has got traffic backed up all the way around Newfound, the big curve at Newfound Gap or Newfound Road, and all the way back to Candler. So watch out for that. If you're headed west on I-40, delay, if you can. Delay your travels. Everybody's traveling to go for the 4th.
Yeah, so 1923 would be a way around that, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was looking at the drivenc.gov. Mm-hmm. Folks, if you want to check out a really good website as far as travel information, it's drivenc.gov. And, of course, they've got all travel info for North Carolina, but adjacent states as well. And this caught my attention, I-85 South.
Okay.
Completely closed.
Oh, my.
Near the Virginia state line due to an accident.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So if that's part of your route, again, I know it's southbound, but I-85 southbound is closed near the Virginia state line due to an accident.
Ah.
And they're saying maybe another hour or two.
Okay.
For the closure.
Wow.
Be careful out there, folks. And the DOT says they're going to suspend construction projects as much as possible, and lane closures. They're going to try to get as much opened up as they can for people traveling on the 4th, because AAA said that even though prices of gas are as high, well, as they've ever been, they're higher than they've ever been, but they still expect a record number of people to be traveling for the 4th of July. So be careful.
Yeah. Okay.
Plan your trip good.
Yeah. Well, I think part of the I-26 issue, even right now, as you mentioned a moment ago, I jumped in and said I-40, but an I-26 right now, they did not open the lanes back up. They had lane closures last night and rerouting traffic down 25, coming through Fletcher and then back over through Hendersonville. But they were delayed in getting the lanes open this morning, and the traffic was backed up, and I kid you not, from Fletcher all the way back to the outlets on I-26, sitting in a parking lot.
We crossed over 26 this morning.
It was a mess.
About 10 to 8, and the people going eastbound, they weren't. They were just sitting there.
It was a parking lot.
And I was wondering, it seems to be about 8:30 every night, Brother Eddie, when they're making those closures.
Yeah.
And that what they'll do, I actually got right in front of a patrolman that was going to shut it down earlier in the week. I was one of the last vehicles to get on there in Hendersonville heading back toward Fletcher. But they're closing it because at night they're trying to move these barricades and barriers, these big concrete barriers, because they're doing continual lane shifts.
Yeah.
So Morris Road is at the new jail. Okay, that's kind of where I thought it was. So in the Pisgah Forest area, around the rec department, right in that road that runs by the soccer field / baseball fields there,
yeah.
And heads up to the new jail and law enforcement facility.
Yeah. Appreciate 1524. Good words. Yes, David encouraged himself, and the Lord is God, and that's exactly what we should do as well. Yeah. Absolutely.
And we've got a lot to thank the Lord for.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure do.
And I'm thankful to report to you that Miss Karen Fox is doing better.
How about that? Praise
the Lord. She actually got to come home yesterday.
Hallelujah.
Now, Miss Karen was very close to leaving this world. Mm. When I tell you close, folks, I mean close. But the Lord intervened and had other plans, and Miss Karen was so bad they flew her to Greenville to find an ICU bed for her. And she's doing better. It'll probably be a little while before she's back in her radio role on the weekends.
Yeah.
She's got a bit of recovering to do. But thank you for praying for her. And if you'd like to send her a card, you can address it here, and we'll make sure that she gets it.
Yeah.
Just send it to WGCR, and then just put on there, "Attention Karen Fox." And our address is 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, 28768.
Very good.
Blood drive coming up on Friday. And that's going to be here at Anchor from 10 to 3. And I looked on the Red Cross website a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snap. It changed. Okay, here we go. Oh, I hate it when I do
it
that.
It does that to you. They love us.
Okay, go away. There we go. Okay. I wanted to give you the qualifications of donating blood. And you can donate every 56 days or up to 6 times a year.
Okay.
You must be in general good health and feeling well. You must be at least 16 years of age in most states. And sometimes in that 16 to 18 realm, you do have to have parental permission.
Mm-hmm.
And you must weigh at least 110 pounds.
Okay.
That's the basic for the general donation.
Right.
Now, there are different levels of donating. We mentioned yesterday, I think, the Power Red donation. And then there is then the platelet donation. And I think Power Reds can be given at the various locations.
That was a question we had yesterday.
But
yeah.
I think that the platelet donation or anything above that would have to be done at a specific facility.
Right, right.
So we encourage you to log on to redcrossblood.org.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very top, at the banner in red, it will say "Find a blood drive," and it'll have put in your zip code. And if you go and type your zip code, it's going to give you every blood drive that's close to you.
Right.
And you'll be able to pick one, and many of them will already have a schedule that you can go and pick a donation time. As of yesterday, we had a few appointment or scheduled time still available.
All right.
But those normally go pretty quick.
Okay.
And I wanted to remind you that while the Red Cross supplies last, you get a nice tote bag from them. We also have a tote bag from Anchor along with a nice pen and several other little things that we're including as well for everybody who donates.
All right, very good.
And walk-ins are welcome.
Yeah,
just
want to
put that out there. So remember it, and if you can, please consider giving. They call it the gift of life.
Yeah.
Because of all the technologies and advancements that we've made, we've never figured out how to create blood.
Nope, you cannot.
Nope, it has to be given.
Yep.
It cannot be
made. That's the reason why the scripture tells us that the life is in the blood.
Yep.
For sure.
Amen.
Because God is the giver and the taker of it.
Yeah.
He's the one that made it, and you can't duplicate it.
Yeah, that's that. You know, that'll preach right there.
Yes, that's exactly right.
It will. Yep. And I was looking today, the Blood Connection as well as the Red Cross, talking about how that donations are urgently needed because in some instances they're running on a 2 to 3 day supply. That's it.
Yeah.
And that is nearing the critical level. So please consider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all it would take. I mean, if we had a major local catastrophe, we have an airport nearby.
Yeah. Yeah.
We still have passenger train service.
Yeah.
We buses on the highways every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I granted, some catastrophes are worse than others, but if we're running on a 2 to 3 day supply and we have multiple
needs, if you have multiple victims with multiple mass casualty type incident, it would not take but just a few hours to go through that supply.
Yeah.
And so it's very, very important that folks consider that. If you meet the criteria, come join us. We'll even stop in and say hello.
Drink lots of water ahead of time.
Yeah.
I made the mistake one time. I didn't do that.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No, it wasn't a good idea.
You won't feel good the rest of the day.
No, because, I am president and founder of Needle Haters Anonymous. I guess since I told you it's not anonymous anymore, it's just Needle Haters of America.
Yeah, I would be
something of that.
I'm sure there's a club.
Yes, if not, I'll make one. But I'm sure there is one. Probably a website and T-shirts to go along with it. But even as bad as I dislike needles, it's just a phobia thing I have.
Yeah.
It's all good, but it was not horrible. Donating blood was not horrible.
No.
The folks that take care of you through the Red Cross, they know what they're doing.
Yep.
They're very well trained, and they're going to take good care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you get some cookies.
Sure.
And some juice or something.
Something to drink. Yeah.
4th of July, we wanted to remind you in Brevard, I found a little bit more about kind of the viewing area.
Okay.
Because last year there was a little bit of confusion maybe because it changed locations where they were launching from. But this year, for the 4th of July in Brevard, they will be launched from Brevard College. That's kind of where it's been for years. But due to COVID, I guess it was, they didn't do it last year, maybe even the year before. And also reminding folks that the downtown area of Brevard and I believe Hendersonville as well are both going to be blocked off because they've got festivals going on all day long. The Transylvania Cruisers Classic Auto Show is going to be going on in Brevard.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have, and the fireworks will start around 9:30-ish. It doesn't get dark till late.
I know.
I can't believe I'm like, it's 9 o'clock and it's time to go to bed. I'm like, it's still daylight outside.
I know it.
So
it's been hard for me, I promise you.
Oh, bless your heart, I bet, trying to get in bed early. But one thing that is happening in Brevard, I thought it was kind of neat, and maybe the kids would want to be involved. Sycamore Cycles is sponsoring the 15th annual Patriotic Bike Parade and Contest.
Oh.
And so children are invited to sign up at Water Oak Suites off East Main Street before 11 a.m. on Monday, and you need to have your bicycle decorated patriotically.
Yeah.
And then they're going to let you ride your bicycle through town at noon.
How cool is that?
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's going on in Brevard. But the fireworks will be launched from Brevard campus, a Brevard College campus, and they say that the best place to view will be right around the campus and like Jailhouse Hill, Broad Street, East Main Street to French Broad Street.
Okay.
We always gather when we go to Brevard right around Ingalls in the parking lot there, the old Kmart right in there, and also the Wesleyan Church, I think on the lawn there, a lot of folks gather. So,
well, the weather looks like it's going to cooperate from the most part
from what
I'm seeing. Well, they're calling for mostly sunny. On Monday, there is that 60% chance during the day of some showers and thunderstorms. Don't have much details yet, but Monday night looks like it may clear out before 8 o'clock
is what
they're saying. So it's going to be mostly cloudy, though, but most of the things that they shoot off do not get too high, so you should be able to see for the most part. So, yeah, we may get a stray shower or thunderstorm moving through on Monday, but they're looking for mostly sunny skies, so maybe it'll bypass us for our area for the fireworks shows.
Yeah, and one thing I've noticed recently, if I check my forecast in the mornings, it's like every day 60% chance of rains every single day.
Yeah,
but then when you actually get close to the day, it changes.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll watch and see. One thing you might want to do for fireworks, if we have rain during the day, take a chair as opposed to a blanket.
Yeah.
A lot of times, folks will put blankets on the ground. So if we have the rain, that might be something you'd need to look at.
Yeah.
And if you're planning to grab a watermelon for your 4th of July, I went into my archived file, which is my folder, and I looked in the very back. And it's how to pick a good watermelon.
Okay, cool.
Six helpful tips.
All right.
Look for a uniform shape.
Uniform shape.
You don't want one with bumps or cuts on it.
Okay.
You want something symmetrical and uniform. Lift it up. When choosing a watermelon, go for the one that feels the heaviest for its size.
Okay.
Check the field spot. Turn around the watermelon and look for a yellow spot, which suggests that it reached its peak ripeness on the vine.
Yeah.
Avoid those that have a white spot.
Okay.
So you want it to be yellow.
Yeah.
Okay. The tapping technique.
Yeah.
Try tapping the watermelon with your hand or fist. A ripe one will deliver a deep sound, whereas one that's overripe sounds hollow or flat.
Okay.
Okay.
That's been my test.
That's been the thumping.
The little thumping thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
A ripe watermelon also will have a firm rind that doesn't give too easy. So, and then check the tail, which is the piece of stem that remains attached. A dry stem usually indicates a good ripe watermelon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they say that look for dark spots, rind injuries like nicks or bumps, whatever, or if it smells kind of off of what you would think it would. That's what you want to guard against. But
there you go.
There's some tips for picking a good watermelon.
Yeah.
Me, you could take me with you and don't buy the one I would pick.
I'm always.
My watermelon or goldfish.
Yeah.
Either one. The watermelon's going to not have any taste and be kind of either over or under.
Ugh.
And the goldfish probably will not live until you make it home. I can find any terminally ill goldfish in America.
I used to enjoy a lot of watermelon growing up, but not so much.
Not so much now.
Not so much anymore.
Salt on your watermelon when you did
now
eat it?
Now my wife does it. Oh, yeah. When we were younger, yeah. Yeah.
My, yeah. I tend to.
Put salt on the watermelon.
I tend to do that, too.
Yeah. We used to have seed spitting contest. Yeah, see which one could shoot the speed the seeds the furthest, you know, spit the seeds the furthest.
Now the seedless ones are really popular. There's let's see, Miss Hyde wanted to know, when is the blood drive at Anchor? It's this Friday, 10 to 3.
Tomorrow.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow,
10 to 3.
Yeah.
And walk-ins are welcome. You don't have to make a schedule to donate.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But it might save you a little time, and you need to plan about an hour or so.
Yep.
All righty. It's Swap Shop time. Sorry, time's getting away from us here. 828-884-9427.
Here is someone looking for a rear wheel for a B model Alice Chalmer tractor. If you have one or you know someone who does, call this number, 696-6098, 696-6098.
Looking for a pug breed puppy or adult dog, mainly just a pug.
Yeah.
696-9041, 696-9041.
It's going to be a neighborhood yard sale this coming Saturday at Dodson Flats starting at 8 o'clock. Dodson Flats is located across from the TVS on Old 64. You can call them at 606-1506, 606-1506.
Two new tires. They are Super Cooper LSXs, 195/65 R15s, and you can get both of them for $50. 577-9898, 577-9898.
Here's a free lift chair. Call for details, 553-6734, 553-6734.
And let me mention real quick, I meant to find out, but if someone with the warehouse is listening, will we be open on Saturday? I know Monday is the 4th of July holiday, but I had a call and I didn't know the answer. So if someone with our warehouse will let me know if you're listening, yay or nay for being open on Saturday.
On Saturday, okay, good.
A Kubota, this is a zero-turn mower. It is a FZ2100 three-cylinder diesel. It's a good running mower. Has about 22,000 plus hours on it. They're asking $2,500. And then they have a 16-foot utility trailer that comes with loading ramps. It's in good shape for $2,000. You can call or text 384-4361 or 447-2627. Again, 384-4361 or 447-2627. 2627.
Here's an extra clean two-bedroom, one-bath home located 3 miles from Brevard. It's furnished with a two-vehicle carport, has a ramp entrance, a covered porch and deck. Lawn maintenance is included. No pets, no smoking. Background and credit check are required. $1,800 per month plus security deposit. Call 778-1366 or 553-4229. 778-1366 or 553-4229.
Fairview Rest Home is looking for a hairstylist or hairdresser that would be willing to come to the rest home for half a day each week, and you get to pick what day that would be. And it'd be a great blessing to these ladies there, and I'm sure it'd be a blessing to you as well. 628-1565, 628-1565.
And I don't know if she's found somebody to do this yet, but here's an individual looking for someone to come and mow a lawn in the Pisgah Forest area on a regular basis. Call and leave a message if no answer at 884-6153, 884-6153.
And that's a look at our items. And again, roadways, I-26 is not feeling well today, east and westbound. And then over on I-40, what Brother Eddie was talking about, they're continuing to see a slowdown there from an accident earlier today.
It'll be a mess.
Just be safe.
I mean, it's one thing to get all packed up and going on a vacation on the 4th of July, but then to get in an accident, having to deal with that. It just kind of ruins the whole time. So be vigilant, be careful, and be safe. Yeah.
And tonight, reminder that the Greer Baptist Camp got cranked up last night.
Yeah.
And Brother Brian McBride's there preaching. That's through Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, they'll have a big day. I think they've got Brother Ralph Sexton Jr., Dr. David Gibbs, and I believe Brother McBride will be back in celebrating a special day there on Monday at the camp, and then they'll continue all next week.
That's right. Yep. I think Stony Mountain's in their revival going on this week at 7 o'clock tonight, so you don't want to miss that. And let's see, we'll catch on a couple of these next week.
Yeah.
I thought there was, there. And also, that one's coming up next month. Oh, I missed it. Never mind. I'll go back to it in a second.
Yeah.
But anyhow, there was there's a lot of Bible schools finishing up this week. That's what I meant to say. Cathy's Creek has got theirs going on this week. It's from 6 o'clock at Cathy's Creek Baptist Church. A lot of children there, as well as the Turkey Creek Baptist Church is having theirs. Oh, here we go. Starting tomorrow, the Primitive Quartet is going to be doing their final Hominy Valley Sing. Now, someone asked a question, and I think, you know, since they're the host of it, they were asked if the Hominy Valley Sing was going to go on. We don't know that other than the fact that they were the host of it, so I'm assuming that since they were the ones that are hosting it and put it all together, are they going to have any more singings there in the future? Maybe not on it.
Not,
you know,
exactly
from a,
like
not,
this.
Not like this one, obviously.
Yeah.
It starts tomorrow night. It's going to be wide open. Primitives are going to be there every night. Kingsman, 11th Hour, The Inspirations, Troy Burns Family, The Jackson Family, Journey Home, Dry Creek, Paul Williams. And the reason why I was going to get to this, they're going to have a special tribute to veterans on Monday, the 4th of July. Paul Williams, the Perrys, all are going to be there. Cost $20 each time to get in each night, but it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, 12 and under get in free, and they've got concessions by a local church there doing concessions. And take your lawn chair, or I think you can rent one for a nominal fee.
Yep.
And they'll have a big time. And then something else going on in Columbus.
Yeah, that starts tonight, 7 o'clock, four nights straight ahead with the Columbus Fire Department, 49 years they've been doing this. I've been to several. Barbecue gospel sing starts tonight. It's at the Veterans Park, which is right across the street from the fire department there on Gibson Street. Bring a lawn chair, and if it rains, they're going to move inside the fire department, and they take up love offering, but it's free. You can come and enjoy some good food. The fire department actually makes the barbecue. It's fantastic. Brother Mike Upright tonight, Brother Brian Birchfield, Servants Voices, Polk County Line Bluegrass. Fields of Grace will be there tomorrow night with King James Boys, along with Colt Creek and Skyward Blue. Saturday, the Principals, Greg Day, the Atkins family, and Edify. And then Sunday, July the 3rd, Brother Reggie Sadler is going
to
be there singing.
That's to hear.
Isn't that a blessing?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord for that. Chosen and Right Side and Mainline are all going to be there on Sunday. And so good to hear Reggie's name back in the lineup.
That's one of the first times I've heard.
Yeah. So praise the Lord for that.
So big thing
going on starting tonight, 7 o'clock. Bring your lawn chair.
Right at the Columbus Fire Department.
If you get off I-26, you get off I-26 at the Columbus exit, mm-hmm. go across the bridge, roundabouts, drive down to downtown Columbus. Your parking's on the right. You'll see the courthouse just past it on the right.
And I'm sure they'll have signs up. So
it's
barbecue,
a big deal.
Big time, big event there, 49 years.
49 years.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, sure is.
So enjoy these, pray for these meetings, and support them with your attendance if you can. If not, support them with your prayers.
Yeah, for sure. Let me get you over here. I'm traveling fast here. Here we go. Where am I? I'm sleeping.
You're good. You could just play that middle cart there if you want to, and I'll catch up the rest of it with the swap.
Where did my middle cart go? That's my question. I'm not seeing it. There it is. Like, well, good gracious. There we go. I've got zoned out for a minute.
Well, your Thursday. Microphone is right in the middle of
It's kind of like binoculars. You're looking down through the middle of it.
That's
and
true.
If you close one eye, you can see fine. Or you close the other one, you can see. But like, it's like, boom, right here in the middle of the screen.
Both eyes are kind of rough.
Yeah.
Well, have a great afternoon, folks. And we will look forward to, Lord willing, meeting you back here tomorrow at lunchtime.
You're listening to WGCR, AM 720 and 94.9 FM, W235CA, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, and WGCR.net.